I'm learning a block of mother. We're up to the afternoon test. Amud Aleph towards the bottom of the page. Yeah, we're almost the halfway mark in Masechta Zevachim. By the time we finish today, we'll be past the halfway mark. So it's a good day.
How many sentences to go? No.
Okay. Zog di Gemara. Okay. So the last thing we learned was that Rav said that a mizbeach, if it's incomplete, then you cannot shecht any kachim there at all at the time. And then we brought a pasuk that told us that you cannot shecht any kachim because it's zevachta olav that you need because of the mizbeach, you can go ahead and shecht. Not when it's missing. And then we had a machlekes, whether it's only the shechting or even if you consecrated the animal, the mizbeach has to be complete. And it's a question of whether bal chaim can be nitcha or not nitcha. Okay, then we say, but that's Dichu Mikaros. We're talking about the Mizbeach. It was a hole and then it broke. Okay. Okay, up to the bottom of the page. And the last thing we learned was that Rava said that Rav Yehuda is Meida, when it comes to the blood, you actually need a Mizbeach. Even though, what do you call it? That even though it says that Rav said that the Mizbeach is missing. If the Mizbeach is gone, you can still bring Ketetus where the Mizbeach originally was, so why can't you Shecht? We answer, when it comes to sprinkling the blood, it has to be a Mizbeach. Okay. Says, what's this Rav Yehuda? You said Rav Yehuda is Moide when it comes to the blood, even though when it comes to other things you don't have to, when it comes to the blood, the Mizbeach has to be there. Has to be extant. The Tanya we learned in Ebraise, when Shlomo HaMelech was about to dedicate the Beis HaMikdash and he made his own Mizbeach. So we learned as follows. Bayeimahu on that day, Kaideh, by that day, the Kiddush HaMelech, what he did was, Teicha Chatzah, Shlomo HaMelech sanctified the floor of the Chatzah, the ground. They were going to use the ground to shecht and do everything there as if it's the Mizbeach. Why? Because he made over there a lot of karbonis. And it says there, Ki Mizbeach HaNechoshes. It says here, the copper Mizbeach, that was before the Ebishte, Kotoin Mehochel. It was too small to contain all those Kabbanis. So it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, which is called Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the outer Mizbeach, was too small to carry all of those Kabbanis. This is like a few years later.
After building the
Mizbeach. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Mizbeach,
they're going to demolish it and make another Mizbeach. He made another Mizbeach soon. But in the meantime, they made the floor holy as well. On that dedicated that day of dedication, they had, you soon see, 142,000 kabbanis on one day. So there was not enough room on the Mizbeach, so they had to use the floor. So he made the floor holy. Why? Because Moshe's Mizbeach was too small to carry. Says, Dvorim Kiksavan, Divir Yavida holds, you take it literally. Now what? Then he made the floor holy because the Mizbeach couldn't do it. The Shleimah's Mizbeach was not big enough to carry 142,000 kabbanis in one day. Even though he had help from the fire from above, it wasn't good enough. Okay.
So they made fires, other fires.
Floor. All the floor. Yeah. Says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't follow. If you work out the ratio, the proportions, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was even larger than Shleimah's. It says in Pasuk that Elef Oilais, when Shlomo HaMelech went to Giva into Shecht over there, he did 1,000 Kabbanis, Yala Shlomo, and which Mizbeach did they have in Noiv and Giva and all these places? They had Moshe's Mizbeach. It says on that day, Elef Oilais, not in his base of meetings, but in Noiv, Elef Oilais Yala Shlomo Mizbeach Ahum. He did 1,000 Oilais on that day. How big was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? 5 amas by 5 amas. That's very important to remember this Chizbeinu. 5 amas by 5 amas. You cancel, you take away 1 amah that is for the Kronos, that leaves 3 amas. You take away 1 amah for the Kohen to walk around, leaves 1 amah. 1 square amah. In 1 square amah, he was able to bring 1,000 kabbanis. Now, Shlomo HaMelech totaled 142,000 kabbanis, but his Mizbeach was 20 amas by 20 amas, which is equivalent to 400 square amas. 400 times bigger than Moshe. So that means he could have brought 400,000 kabbanis. All he brought was 142,000. So definitely his Mizbeach was more than large enough to bring all the kabbanis. So why was he mekadosh the floor? So therefore Rabbi Yossi says, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when he set aside, when he sat consecrated, the Beis HaMikdash says, Zevach HaShlomi Matzah Zevach HaShem, he shechted with the kabbanis that he did today, Bishter, Bokor, Esrim, Mishnaim, Elef, a total of 22,000, Ukashat, Magia, and plus 120,000, so a total of 142,000. If you work out the cheshbon of all the kabanas, uleminyan amos, and then you work out the size of the mizbeach that Shlomo Melech had, zeh gadol mizeh. Moishes is far greater than Shlomo's in proportion. So what does the pasuk mean that he made the floor holy because the mizbeach was too small? Ella mau katan mahachel ka'adam. What do you mean that katan mahachel? What do you mean that Moishes Rabbeinu's mizbeach was way too small? He was beat. It's a euphemism. Like a person says to his friend, what do you call it? Pliny nanasu. He was coming to say that koyin is a midget. Now, a midget cannot be a koyin to do avoda because it will attract attention or distract from the avoda. That koyin is a midget. He didn't want to say he was clear and puzzled, so he called him a midget. The chameli is puzzle avoda, but he didn't have to say that. Same thing over here. They no longer going to use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech, and he wanted a much bigger one, which is Shlomo's Mizbech. So they used the expression. They didn't want to say, we just got rid of it. So they said it was too small. And therefore, consequently, we got rid of it. But that's why he said. But it's only a euphemism. It wasn't actually accurate. So that's what he says. Freddy Gemore, Rabbi Yehuda, Shat become Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yehuda, what's he talking about? Rabbi Yisi is 100% right. If you work out the 20 by 20 versus 1 by 1, you have plenty of room to do all the other kabbalas. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda argues, he holds the size of Mizbech is very different than what Rabbi Yisi said. The Amar, he says, you say the Mizbech was 1 by 1, I say the Mizbech was 6 by 6. How? Because I hold the Mizbeach was actually 10 Amos. When it says 5 Amos, the Mizbeach was 5 Amos, that's from the midpoint. So really the Mizbeach was 10 Amos. You remove 2 Amos for the Kronos, you remove 2 Amos for the regal of the Kainim, the regular Kainim, leaves you what? 6 Amos. 6 by 6 is 36 square Amos. If 36 so square Amos, he brought...
Why do you say the you've got a lot of other measurements in the Mishkan, no. Right? Chotze, whatever.
No.
So do you say each one of those is...
So we have... I'm just giving the mathematical computations first. So 36 square amas did 1,000 kabanas. 400 is 11 times greater. 11 times 1,000 is only 11,000 kabanas. And Shlomo Melech had 142,000 kabanas. Obviously, the Mizbeach wasn't big enough, so you had to make the floor holy. Because numbers of machleik, the B'nai Yisi is in the size of the Mizbech. As a result of that, they also argue whether the floor became, they had to, was it necessary to make it full holy or not. Now, B'nai Tameh, Dama, Mizbech, Shasa Moshe, God Lohoye was far greater than what Rabbi Yisi said. The time we learn, this is how we learn. It says a pasuk, you should make the Mizbech, Chomesh Amos Oirech, 5 Amos long, the Chomesh Amos Oirech, Ereichev, and 4 and 5 Amos wide. Rabbi Yisi took it literally 5 by 5. He says, literally, 5 by 5. Rabbi Yehuda, he said, no, Nemakan, here it says, Revua Yimizbech. The Bech should be square. Revua, Venemel, Halon, it says later on, when it talks about the Ariel, which is the surface of Mizbech, where you had those fires, the pies, whatever they call them. There were, it says over there, it was 12 by 12, it says there, Revua, that's only a quarter. El Arba Nevav, that four quarters. So it says over here, Nevav as well, Gzeh Deshava, that this 5 by 5 is only a quarter. Right? Because 5 by 5 is 25, and 10 by 10 is 100. So 25 is a quarter of 100. So it's four quarters. Each quarter was 5 by 5. Just like over there later on, they counted from the middle, midpoint. Afkan Mem Tzisa Yemoided. Here also, when it says 5, it means 5 from the center. So the radius was 5. And therefore, what was it? 10. 10 by 10.
Can you make it
Ravua, Ravua. The Mephoshim ask her if you can make a Gzereshova from Kabbalah to Divrei Torah. And so therefore, they say it's not a real Gzereshova, it's just a reflection. I'll give other answers. So it's on a Gila Milsa. Says the Gemara, V'hosam and Nolan, Hadi Takan over there, Dechsiv, it says in Pasig, V'aria, the top of the Mizbeach, Ishtay Mesri, Amma, L'chol Ruach, was 12 Ammas in all directions, and then it says to full four corners. Maybe, how do you know it means that there were four corners of 12 by 12? No, it was 24, a total, by 24. El Yubay, but Taka was 12, the entire surface was 12 by 12. Keshuaim, it says, El Arba, Abbas, Revav, it's clearly possible that this measurement of 12 by 12 was to the four quarters. It means each quarter was 12 by 12. Melamit, Shema'emtsahu, Maidu, that he measures from the middle. Okay. But Rabbi Yisi, so Taka Kasha, Rabbi Yisi, Chmafesh, Zachir, Rabbi Yisi, Ki Gom, what does he do with Exer Shav of Reva, Reva? And this makes it a little bit difficult with the Gila Milsa, because he was asking like it's a real, treating like a Gzeres Shava. So, what do you call it? So I don't remember how they answer. Rabbi Yezi ki gomma gzeir shava. What does it say? What does he say there?
It just serves to define.
Yeah, Gil Milsa. Yeah, but how do I explain the next part? What's the Kash Rabbi Yezi? What is it becoming Megala? Nothing. So I don't know. I'm sure they address it, but I don't know. But Rabbi Yezi, ki goma gzeir shava, begoivu the goma. Rabbi Yezi, when he used the gzeir shava from Ariel, he doesn't use it for the horizontal, he uses it for the vertical, for the height. The Tanya, what do you mean? We learned in the Pasuk it says, you should make the Mizbeach, it's 5 amas long and 5 amas wide. It says in the Pasuk, Visholish, amas kemasai. The height was, the length and width of 5 amas, but the height was 3 amas. So again, the Vodin gives Rabbi takes it literally. He holds the Mizbeach with Sachako 3 amas high. Another machlek is Rabbi Rabbi Yisi. So Rabbi Yehuda is a literalist. He takes everything literally. So for everything that it says, except when it comes to the 5 amas width, he suddenly takes a shove and changes from literal to something that just, you know, a euphemism. But Rabbi Yehuda takes it literally here, that the entire Mizbeach was 3 amas high. Rabbi Yisi, I mean, no, the Mizbeach was not 3 amas high. The Mizbeach was 3 plus, it was available to conclude the Kronos was 10 amas high. You have the side, which is 1 amma, and then you have 5 ammas till the seidiv, and then you have 3 ammas, the higher part, and then you have the kronos. So it's 10 ammas. I said the pasuk sholosh ammas kemasi, but Rav Yesi Eimer Nema Kan. It says over here Ravua. In this very pasuk, it says Ravua Yem is bech. For Nema Lahalan by Yecheskel, it says Ravua again Ravua. Ma Lahalan Goyvoy Pish Naim Karkoi. Just like over there, that the height was double the length. The height was double the length. Avkan over here too is over here too. Avkan pishnayim over here also. It's double. In other words, over here, over there. The what do you call it? Over here, it's 5 amas. So the height was actually 10 amas, right? We just said before the mizbeach was 5 amas wide. So to tell you what, but the height was 10 amas high. That's how the Mizbeach was actually 10 amas high. It says 3 threes from above the Seviv until the Kronos. It's twice the height. And he's comparing it not to the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, he's comparing it to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov, it says that it was 1 amma by 1 amma, and how high was it? 2 ammas high. So what do we see? That the height was twice the width. He's comparing it to Ravua, not to the Ravua of Yecheskel, but to the Ravua of the Mizbeach HaZov. So the same thing, the outer Mizbeach, if the width was 5 by 5, what Rabbi Yisrael holds, it was 5 by 5, literally, the height would have been 10 ammas. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, what do you mean the height was 10 amas? It doesn't say in Pasig, it says, Vezachotze, the Chotze, how long was the Chotze? Meya Ba'ama, 100 amas. And then it says, Vechokoyma, how tall was the curtains of the Chotze? It was only Chomish amas, 5 amas. According to the Mizbeach, 10 amas. All right, that means 5 amas of the Mizbeach was protruding above the Mechitze. That means the Koinim was doing all the service above Mechitze. It's pasta, everybody can see him standing there with bloody meat and everything else. It should be discreet. Watch from the outside. So obviously I'm right. The Mizbeach was Sachakel only, what do you call it, 3 amas high. And therefore, and the Kohen was to have that. I think Mar will ask in a minute, but the Kohen still stood above 2 amas, but they couldn't see what he was doing. The Mi'ez part was not seeing the Kohen's head. The Mi'ez part was seeing the bloody meat and everything else they was doing on top of the Mizbeach. But there's another pasuk. You ask me a question that you think the chotzer was only 5 amas high. There's another pasuk where it said clearly, "Vas kalei chotzer and the curtains of the chotzer, vas moser shara chotzer and the curtain that covered the entry of the chotzer." Asher ala mishkan, was beach savi, was around the mishkan and beach all around. And it says further that how high were they? And it says further, we'll see, 15 amas high. First of all, in the pasuk it compares Mizbeach to the Mishkan. And what do we know about the Mishkan? How high were the pillars? Ma Mishkan Yud Amas, the pillars of the Mishkan were how high? 10 amas. And Mizbeach is compared to it. Af Mizbeach Yud Amas, Mizbeach also 10 amas high. And Va'omer it says Kolayin Chavish Asrei and Takin, the curtain were 15 amas high. El Hakosei, near the entrance. So if the entrance was 50 amas high, then the entire chatzah, probably the curtain was 50 amas high, which means it completely covered the mizbech. Mizbech was 10 amas high, the mishkan was 10 amas high, and the curtain was 15 amas high, completely covered. We learned before, it says it was only 5 amas high. Well, ma tamalema, what do you do with the other pasuk where it says that one, the height was mekayim chamesh amas, hey amas. Misfas mizbeach ulemaila. The 5 amos was above the mishkan. The mishkan and the mizbeach were 10 amos high. And when they said the curtain of 5 amos, means it went, it traveled another 5 amos above the mizbeach, above the thing. So according to this, you Rabbi Yosi hold that mizbeach 10 amos high, but the pasuk was only 3 amos high. Ma tam aleimer v'shalosh amos kemosai.
No.
It's 32 amos long. It's not that steep.
No, talking in the Mishkan.
Yeah, but how long is the ramp?
I don't know.
If it's
higher, then you'd have to have a... Unless it's seen that much further...
Maybe it did, yeah.
...further southwards.
I guess so, yeah.
Then you've got a problem about where these place the keel.
Remember, we figured out yesterday. Depends on which shit you hold.
Exactly,
it's the same thing. Yeah, okay. So what do you mean 3 amas? If you measure from the seiviv, which is that part of the indent over there, and then you go another, the ledge, the inner ledge, then the middle bit point, so you have another 3 amas, which is fair enough. But Rabbi Yehuda, what's he doing with 15 amas? But Rabbi Yehuda... he learned everything to do with horizontal. He said that Reva come to tell you that the top of Mizbech was not 5 amas, but 10 amas. It was only at 4 quarters over there. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ki gomma gzeh shavu b'lchavu de gomma. He holds that the whole gzeh shavu revu is not about a height, but it's about the width, horizontal. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds the mizbech was 3 amas high, but the curtains were 5 amas high. He takes it literally. The koyin was still sticking out above. Every person is an average of 3 amas tall. Rabbi Yehuda, how come is chazek koyin? You can see the koyin above the curtains because the curtain was 5 and the mizbech was 3. Says the Gemara, he the koyin is chazek. So what? They saw the koyin. Avoided the b'yadu lem is chazek, but they didn't see what he was doing. Says the Gemara, bishleim the Rabbi Yehuda. We're just finished this little sugya. We're on Daf Samach Omer Aleph, 60A1. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense why it says Kiddush, he was Mekadosh the floor because the Mizbech wasn't big enough to carry it. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbech was big enough to carry, that Shlomo Melech could have brought his 142,000 kabbonis on his huge Mizbech over the day. So my Kiddush, so why in the world did he make the floor holy? You know why he meant holy? Lahamid b'mizbeach. We're talking about talking the dedication of the base of Major, right in the beginning. Before then, they brought kabbanis and knife. But he wanted to make the floor holy before they placed the mizbeach on the floor. In other words, he was mekadosh to be the azara, not to shech behemoth on it itself. It's bishleim Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, haynu d'chsiv, that said that Shlomo Melech was big. And was big, much bigger than Moshe's, right? According to Rabbi Yosi, Shlomo was much bigger than Moshe's. Didn't have to then make the floor. That's why it says it refers to Moshe as cotton, because compared to Shlomo, Moshe was far smaller. Okay. So in other words, it explains why Shlomo built a new mizbech, because Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbech was cotton mahoch, it was too small to contain the mizbech and the chayshah, so he built a new mizbech out of stone. Fine. Elo Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Moshe's mizbech is actually greater than Shlomo's in proportion. My cotton, why is it called cotton? And Nochmed, the entire floor became holy, because Shlomo also was too small. What are you making fun of? Moshe's mizbech was too small. Shlomo's was too small. He had to make the whole floor holy to bring kabbanis because it was too small to bring the 142,000 kabbanis. Got to bring 11,000. Says the Gemara, "Hachi kama." This is what he meant. Mizbeach. When he said cotton, you know what he meant?
All those kabbanis were during the day or all at once?
Sorry.
The first day,
it's the dedication.
During the course of the day.
One day.
Doesn't matter how big the mizbech is, small or big or...
But a big difference. If it's big enough, you can bring all the kabbanis under one mizbech.
Yeah, this one here was... all in one go. So
in one day.
In one day.
But 142,000, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you couldn't do it.
If you take all day to do it, what's the difference of the size? It's only when you put them all at once that the size...
What do you mean? If the mizbech can only take 100 an hour, then big difference, yeah.
Plus, the question also is, what did they do with
Tommy
Shalom?
Shalom,
they push it off.
I don't know, good question, yeah. Horkam, Mizbech Avonim Sha'asa Shleimer, the Mizbech of stones that Shleimer did, Tachas Mizbech Hanachoshes, Kotten Have. He replaced, what happened was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech is very small. Then they had a bigger Mizbech in the Noiv, which is also made out of copper. And Shleimer's Mizbech, which is made out of stone, replaced the Mizbech in the Noiv, but which originally replaced the Mizbech and the Choshes of Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, we call it Kotten. God, Shleimus is taking over Moshe Rabbeinu's what do you call it, Mizbech. So the Gemara b'may pligi. So what's going on here? What's the machlekes? So Rabbi Yosi compared the revua of the outer Mizbech to the inner Mizbech, and you're talking about that the height is double the width. And Yehuda says no, we're comparing it to Yecheskel's Mizbech. B'may pligi. What's the argument? Why does he decide to compare to Yecheskel's future outer Mizbech, and Rabbi Yosi decides to compare it to the inner Mizbech? Rabbi Huda holds, you compare the outer Mizbech today to the outer Mizbech when Mashiach will come. They ain't done in Chutz, and we don't compare the outer Mizbech to the inner Mizbech. It's such a different Mizbech. But Marasov are done in Keli Mikeli. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech, outer, is also portable. Remember, they traveled all the time. So it's like a piece of furniture. So the outer and the inner had in common that they were both portable. They ain't done in Keli Binya, but Shleimer's Mizbech already was no longer portable. Shleimer's Mizbech was a permanent fixture. It was made out of stone. Amar Rava says Rava Moide Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim, that even though Rabbi Yehuda says the entire floor was made holy and you can shecht any you want, that's only regarding that they can roast over there the fats, but not when it comes to spray the blood. Moide Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim, they had to actually spray it on the mizbeach itself. There was not enough room on the mizbeach to roast all the fats left over from all the kabbanis. So they used the floor; they roasted everywhere. But sprinkling the blood had to be done on the mizbeach itself. The Tanya Megillah, you don't remember kois on Pesach we already had it before. Kois echad hoya memali. Remember, blood and sometimes blood tipped over from the kabbanis, and a carbon is not a valid. A carbon until you spray the blood. So they had a cup. Memali midam haturuvas. They would fill it up from all the blood that was mixed on the ground from the different kabbanis. Remember, you hold the min b'mino is a mavatl. They would pour it on Mizbeach. Why? It's a precaution. If somebody's blood spilled out, he's machshit. Now, if you can hold, that's sovereign Rabbi Yehuda. If you can hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds kula azorah mikdusha, if you can hold Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire azorah is kodesh, what's the problem? Since the blood fell on the floor, and you tell me the floor is holy, you can be makter k'taydus, so the floor is also holy, that the blood that was there is sprinkled. So why do you have to sprinkle the mizbech? Is a raya, Yehuda's meida, that even though it's holy when it comes to roast the fat, it's not holy when it comes to sprinkling the blood. Depending on what's the raya, v'dilma mishundik, so maybe it is holy, but you need to sprinkle, you need to pour it, and it fell down. Mishundik, kasava, shvicha, mikoyach, adam, binan. Maybe the problem is it fell down the blood, and that's why you're not yaitse. Really, the floor would be good enough, but you have to sprinkle it. If that's what you hold, why do you have to go to the Mizbech and spray it? It'll be so crowded and congested. Just pick up a bunch of wool and throw it right back down. Now we'll come. Is it a raya that you need the Mizbech? No raya. Everyone agrees ideally should be sprinkled on the Mizbech. So therefore, it's an idea. But the Eved, maybe the floor is good enough. If it's good enough for Ketedis, it's good enough for Dam. Okay, and this ends the sugi here. Okay. See you tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem back.